Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Couch Cat Podcast, where we talk about indie games, our cooperative gameplay experiences with them, and gaming in general. I'm your host, Ryan, and I have Alan in the co-host chair, and today we're going to be talking about some simple MMO content that we're excited to be bringing to you live later this week. Alan, what's up, though, before we dig into the big stuff?
Hello.
Fucking podcast ruined, dude. Next.
Do you have a story to tell?
I got married.
Oh. Congrats. There you go.
Thanks. It's big news, and that's all I'm willing to say to it.
Alrighty then. Sounds like you're truly excited. I'm sure she'll love to hear this afterwards.
Shout out to Kim Truth. Yes, I'm married to the chief moderator of our Discord server, so don't mess with me. Even though I have powers too, but don't mess with me. Also, before I forget, what else is newsworthy is that we're recording live in the CouchCat Gaming Discord server, which is also available in the description portion of our podcast episodes. So if for some reason you're discovering us, which I hope you are, through whatever platform you're listening to, check out the description, join us in the Discord server, listen to the show live, and hang out with everyone from all the games we play, a shit ton of people from Simple MMO mainly, but we do everything here. Alan, do you have any news or no?
No, I'm good.
Thank God, because they're here for me.
Dude. All right, they're here for my delayed monotone hello.
Yep, quick shout out to No-Chan, and we got Kuro listening to us live. I shouldn't have said their names because it'd make it seem like more people are here right now. But
you really messed that one.
In our defense, it's a no notice, But anyway, the main topic of this episode tonight, this beautiful Sunday night, for most of us, is a new series. A new Simple MMO series coming out from CouchCat. That Alan and I are organizing in the form of text-based interviews or podcast interviews. Now, the series, tentatively called The Guilds of Simple MMO, is going to be dropping live with its first entry later this week. I can guarantee it Thursday, U.S. East. I don't, there's a huge time gap with some of our listeners, but whatever that is to everyone else,
It'll be available at some point in the near future. Standard.
Yeah, in a couple, 4 days from now. 4 or 5 days from now. But pretty exciting stuff. The origins of this idea came from Alan, so it's kind of a good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got an okay track record, if I do say so myself.
What is the idea, man?
Awful guild leader, but
that's okay. What I'm talking about. We were top 20.
So originally Alan wanted to interview advisors and mods. I was like, heck no, those guys are losers. Just kidding. We have some friends that are advisors and mods. Please don't think ill of me. Alan made me say the joke.
No. Don't put that on me.
But that idea kind of expanded out to guild leaders and actually that expanded to the leaderships of these guilds because unbeknownst to us, even though there's one guild leader, there's councils leading these guilds, etc. And that's because of version 9 with the guild update, guild-centric update that happened in Simple MMO. With that in mind, and then with Alan's original idea, we married him together. And because we've got some big hitters in our alliance within Simple MMO, we figured we'd start there. So the guilds of Simple MMO series is primarily interviewing the leaders and their highest ranking guild officers, if you will, right? So what we're doing is sharing their story with the community of Simple MMO. I'm always on here repeat like a parrot, dude. I'm always saying Simple MMO is a social game. This game, it's where it's at. Not only because of the development of it, but because of the socialization between people, guilds, you know, all the friendships, all the rivalries with PvP, etc.
Yep.
and that was a nice why slip. Are you laughing, dude? Shut
that
up.
That was a nice slip.
Yeah. Yeah. But I get it. Yeah. You know, there's stories with everyone, with all the, and especially with these guilds, because guilds are the main hub for the players, right? Unless you're like a level 20 something who's in global chat and is like, help me, can I have a stick? And it's like, dude, you don't even know what you're getting into. You might as well quit. Like, just save yourself the trouble.
Come join Couch Cat. We'll give you all the sticks. Guaranteed.
Don't. Do not join us, because I want to be stronger than that.
All are
doors are closed. Okay. See, bad leadership. That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, we were top 20 for like a day. Now we're floating back to 40.
It was more than a day. Let me just say that. All right.
But anyway, yeah, we're sharing the story of right now what we're focusing on, even though they're mainly all of our alliance members, but the top 10 guilds. Because, I mean, that's crazy, right? Like, you're a top 10 guild in the game, which is cool. I mean, the player base isn't that big, but it's still a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah.
It is impressive in simple and middle terms. And, you know, surprisingly, everyone's got, like I said, everyone's got a story, and it's interesting. We want to share the guild leader stories and the guild officer stories of like how they were formed, you know, when they were founded, who was a part of that, you know, the wars they've been in, because there's, you know, player lore is eccentric, right? There's people have nemesis, people have best friends, etc. So how these guilds like are interacting with each other in this ecosystem of quote unquote top tier guilds. So right now we're lasering focus on the top 10, but we'd love to expand to, you know, where top tier guilds means like the top 20 and maybe a little bit more. So we include ourselves, because it's a little embarrassing if we're not on the list that we're talking about. Going to need a new leader soon. Anyone wants to fill the void, please. But amen. Yeah.
Sounds like someone's getting kicked out of the guild.
Thank you. I'll be free, and I'm pretty sure Fallen Angels will take me, because Keeban's really kind to me.
Pretty sure they've anyway. Below us. But that's okay with me.
Shit. Now what am I supposed to...
Or maybe
Koi?
Not. Maybe
anyone?
Top 20, but not top 10.
Darkstar? Or Deathstar, please? Anyone who's like worth a damn? Nah, I'm sure Keeban will take me. But anyway, we're sharing the player lore of these guilds because there's stories worth telling. And that's pretty much it. That's the new series coming out. Again, it's called The Guilds of Simple MMO. And again, it's going to be in the form of a text-based interview or a podcast interview. And we already have a couple lined up for a podcast interview. We just kind of have to set it up. So, but yeah.
Schedule. That's all.
That's pretty much.
We need an assistant. That's what we need.
Help. Anyone. Yeah. Anyone will do. Well, not, you know, Growin from Koi will do. He's a good bro. He's a bro. Yeah, that's it. The content or the first entry that's going to be ready this week, like I said, Thursday, US Eastern. I'm not going to spoil which guild it is. They are a top 10 guild currently, and they were a top 10 guild via Legacy, which I call the Wild West in my interview. But yeah, I'm shocked that they're the first guild we're doing out of all the guilds, because we kind of, like, Alan and I kind of, like, not raided their server, but stumbled into their server and had high demands of people we barely knew. Because our server is a melting pot. Like, we have representatives from every guild in here.
Yeah.
Whether that's good or bad. but yeah, so it's interesting. It's a really good interview. Those peeps.
There's a lot of lore behind them. I didn't expect the responses that we got.
Yeah, it's cool. I've only done one interview before, and that was with Pixel, and I thought that was a lot of information to digest, because Pixel's got, you know, a pretty cool story, you know, being the artist of Simple MMO and all that jazz. But yeah, this guild blew me away with what they had to told or to tell, and I'm happy that they're a cooperative. And you know, thanks, shout out to them that I won't name yet, but it's going to be a good read.
This is just a teaser episode, yeah. As you can tell.
Yep, definitely a teaser episode. And I guess eventually we'll circle around. Like, this is kind of like diving into, you know, reflexing our ability with these interviews with the guilds. Eventually, we'd love, you know, to interview the top dog himself.
One day,
you know, might be in the works, might not, you know, if you lurk around the Discord server, you'll find out eventually. But this is us flexing our ability because we want to share the player lore of Simple MMO, plain and simple. And I think that is because there's so many mobile games or even browser based games out there.
Yep.
I think that is what's going to draw more players in.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's more readily available to be read or at least listened to.
Like if you're busy all the time and you miss out on some things, don't worry, we got you. Learn the past.
So this is a great step for the community. And like I said, we're laser focused on, you know, certain criteria. But if anyone's willing to cooperate with us and, you know, share their story or collab with us about something that's worth mentioning, please, you know, like we say in our articles, you can always reach us through our Discord or in game. We have CrazyFi and then myself, CouchCat Sensei. Always reach out. We want to do more for Simple MMO. We want to get more players involved because this content doesn't happen. The Simple MMO content, let me reiterate, doesn't happen without the Simple MMO community, at least here at CouchCat. And that's pretty much all I got in regards to this new series and in regards to what we want to do with it. Alan, I know you kind of like planted the seed of it, and it's evolved beyond what you wanted to do. Because, you know, advisors, right? Like, who wants to... That, like, I would have to interview Keeban.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I'm going to have to I might have to interview him eventually anyway. So it's like, I don't win. I don't win either way.
You can't escape Keeban.
Yeah, I can't escape Keeban. So, shout out to Keeban in the chat. But, yeah, man, any thoughts, concerns, comments from yourself about the whole project?
Well, I just hope that guild leaders would like to tell their story. Because that'd be awkward if it's like we get one. Well, I know we got like two or three more in line in the works, but like no one else wants to share.
Don't worry.
That'd be kind of...
We can always interview ourselves as a fallback.
You're right. CouchCat was top 20 at one point. Good enough for me.
That's right. We're also in top 50 in Legacy. So we have a story to tell too. And if you interview me, I'll make sure I say nothing but good things about you.
Perfect. That's what I like to hear.
I'm lying. I'm going to tear you apart. It's fucking awful. Anyone in chat, ask me when our last raid was. Go ahead. Just ask me. Exactly. Gron says no. That's the answer I was going to give. No, because it hasn't happened in a while. Yep. Yeah. Wiz Dingo. Thank you. I don't know. 5 days, 6 days ago. It's...
Yeah, I'll do one today.
It's like a whole nother season was up when it happened. Like,
I'm busy. Now we're
spring. It was winter.
I got work.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's it in the nutshell. For all the new people joining last minute in the Discord server where we're recording live, hence join the Discord server if you're listening to this and you're not there yet. The link is in the episode description. I cannot emphasize this enough. And also guildies who are listening to this are not in the Discord server. Get your butts in the Discord server already. We're making this shit mandatory. It's over. The fun days are over. But yeah, that's it for the Guilds of Simple MMO series teaser, I guess you'd call it, because we're not going to say any more shit about it. So too bad, so sad. Keep your eyes open for an announcement later this week for when the first entry of the interviews goes live later. What the interview's about, you'll find out when you listen to this episode, because it's coming out Tuesday, U.S. Eastern. Yeah, that's all I got.
Hey,
as always, thanks.
Where can we find our content?
shit, dude. www.couchcatgaming.com. Go there, read all of our articles, every single last one of them. You'll feel really good about yourself when you do it. We have a shit ton of Simple MMO content there if you're primarily there for Simple MMO, but we have really cool narrative pieces that we did in the very beginning. You can also find our podcast linked through our website, but it's also hosted on Anchor and distributed, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts. All of these links, including our social media links and the Discord server, are provided in the episode description. Check out our YouTube channel. We do Simple MMO guides there and Phasmophobia videos because they're so fun and so easy to record. Love them. If you're there, if you want a good laugh of me getting chased by naked ghost people, that's primarily going to be your source for that if you're looking into that. It's very niche, I know, but you'll enjoy it. Yeah, that's it. Is that everything, dude? Did I forget anything?
No. What about the new Anchor feature?
Oh, right. So not only does Anchor allow tips or, you know, one-off donations, they've now set forth a subscription, kind of like YouTube subscribers, right? And even Twitch subscribers, where you can subscribe as low as $1 a month. And it's pretty much in place of Patreon. So Anchor is trying to keep everything, you know, localized to Anchor. So if that's your thing, and you like our content and you want to support us, you can go there and you can subscribe to our podcast. And eventually we'll have it fleshed out where, you know, there's perks to doing so. Or you can do a one-off donation. And if that doesn't, you know, fit your fancy, go to our website, again, couchcatgaming.com, and check out our affiliates links page where we have a Gray Man Gaming affiliate link. Use that link, buy games on sale, we get kickback, and it lets Gray Man Gaming know that we exist. And that is something we very much appreciate. Also, Alan and Brandon, who goes by King Donnie in the Discord server, they did a chilled out version of the podcast, which we used to do in the beginning. Keep your eyes open for that. I have no idea when it's going live, but
it's all prepped now. It just needs to go live. So probably this week.
Perfect. So, yep. Later this week or next. And if you're looking for a JRPG, RPG, MMORPG centric show, check out my side project with Trung, who's the editor of the YouTube videos. And it is the Sword and Slime podcast. We have our own Discord server purely used for live recording. If you love this podcast style, especially the Simple MMO content ones, you'll love that too. And the Discord could be found in here, or just DM me. But yeah, that is all I have for you for the second time. final shout out to everyone in the podcast live chat. There are some regular faces here, and it's always fun and makes me feel good to see you come over and over again. I do not feel that way about Keeban. Sorry, dude. Just kidding. But that's all I have. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Wow, dude.